Welcome to this week's Meals on Wheels, Older Adult Alternatives of Fairfield County. And I'm really excited to announce the guest from here on. And I know that we're going to have other guests to join in. I say guests. You're the host. You're the host now, Anna. Anna Tobin is the executive director, the new executive director of Meals on Wheels, Older Adult Alternatives of Fairfield County. And welcome to your show, Meals on Wheels. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great this morning, Tina. Thank you for helping guide me through this whole process. This is new for me as a director to work with you in this capacity. So I'm excited to be here and anxious to learn more about the agency.
Well, and you have been on the radio a few different times, but and it's been for another program that you used to be involved with.
Right. For the past 8 years, I've been involved with Big Brothers and Big Sisters as their executive director. And what a great, great organization. I can't say enough good about the organization and what they do for children and families within our community. It was a hard decision to leave such a great organization, but I'm really excited to be here at Meals on Wheels and serve our seniors in our county.
What was it about the Meals on Wheels program that helped you to make that decision to move forward and go for such a position as this?
Mm-hmm. Well, I had been visiting the nursing homes with my father through our church and just watching several of the residents there as they had entered the nursing home system, and I hate to say it, I watched their decline, and you know, I just had a heart and just felt like in this type of environment, you can help support our seniors and keep them independent and in their homes as long as possible. And to me, that was a big part of my decision to come to Meals on Wheels. It just seemed like such a great program to serve our seniors, and It just pulled at my heart, and I just thought it was time to make a change. And if I was going to make a change from Big Brothers and Big Sisters, this was certainly the place that I would like to be.
What are some of the things that you plan on bringing into the program?
Well, I bring amount of energy to the program. I mean, they've got a great staff on board out here, and they've been doing this for over 40 years, so it's really down to a science. But, you know, I have an organizational background, management background, so I hope to bring some positive leadership skills to the position and, you know, the valuing of employees for each and what they bring to the table is a big part of my management style. So I'm looking forward to, like I said, learning more and more about the organization and the people here on staff and, you know, helping us to be the best Meals on Wheels that we can. You know, we're always looking to serve more seniors and just reach as many seniors in the community as possible.
Have you had the opportunity to interact with some of those who come out here to the Meals on Wheels? Your location at the, well, you share a location, first of all, with the Olive Dale Senior Center.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, we have a congregate meal site right here at the Meals on Wheels at 253 Boving Road. And with that, we have seniors over the age of 60 who are able to transport themselves, but often live alone and like that social interaction. So we have a group of about 70 that come. We do two seatings. We do about 50 in the first seating and roughly 20 in the second seating. And it's great just to walk mm-hmm. into the cafeteria out there and to see them and to visit. Just great people. They all have a story to tell, and I love it. It's wonderful.
And hopefully we'll be able to catch up with some of them here on the show.
Yeah. We were talking about that would be wonderful to be able to get their input of what the Meals on Wheels does for them and how they feel about being part of the program. You know, as we do shows here on out, I'd like to get some volunteers, you know, into the show and share what we do, because I'm telling you, when I came on board here, it was really eye opening. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm thinking meals and mm-hmm. wheels, you know, we're driving meals to people. And, you know, I had no idea the amount of services, connections in the community that our organization has, all to support our senior population. I think it's wonderful.
It is, because you offer so many different types of services just within, like you said, the meals in itself.
Right. And I think people are surprised when they start talking about the Meals on Wheels program and what it is doing for our seniors. I mean, everything from personal care to some transportation, minor home repairs, They just do so many things that can help our seniors live safely in their own home environment.
I know there was one thing that we definitely wanted to make sure that we shared with everybody today, and it is the spring disaster emergency meals.
Oh, right. That was a question I got a lot from people when they would approach me. Whenever there is a time when the agency is closed, and people were seeing this a lot this winter on the news, you know, Meals on Wheels closed for the day, and everyone's thinking, well, how are the seniors being fed? So in the winter and in the early spring here, we do send out emergency meals, and they are 5 shelf-stable meals that the seniors can keep on their shelves, and in the event that the agency is closed, they're able to use those meals as a replacement meal. And then we keep those meals replenished throughout the season. And so this spring, you're thinking, why would they need it? There's no snow. But, of course, there's power outages, you know, storms and that kind of thing that would could possibly prohibit Meals on Wheels from delivering.
Yes, and you always stay up on making sure that you replace those.
Right,
needed.
Right. And mm-hmm. if there's ever any issue with that, we do ask our clients, you know, just to call in and speak with Amber Goings, our nutrition manager. And she'll make sure that additional meals get put out on the routes so that they're always replaced.
Let's talk about volunteers. Are you always looking for good volunteers for the program?
Yes, yes, absolutely. There's so many ways that you can volunteer with Meals on Wheels, not only as a city driver, you know, spending about an hour and a half, one day a week, or 5 days a week. You choose how much time you'd like to donate. But, you know, coming out and working in the dining area or helping us pack up those emergency mm-hmm. meals. There's all kinds of ways to volunteer. I even ask people, hey, if you have a talent, if you play the piano or if you play the harmonica or the guitar, you know, come out and entertain our clients during their lunch once a week. You know, they would love it. You know, music therapy is wonderful for people and just raises their spirits. So you don't know by sharing your talent what it can do for someone.
Absolutely.
And, you know, just coming in and saying hello, play the guitar, you know, sing, just enjoy your time with our seniors.
Now, I also know that you all offer chair volleyball, and they're gearing up for that, correct? Has it started quite yet?
It has started.
It
yes.
has? Oh,
I have seen
right
some practice sessions.
Oh, practice,
yes.
Okay, practices.
And, I think they're moving into the games at this point.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
So, yeah, they're ready to go. They're all business, I mean, on this.
So you've
serious
seen
stuff. Oh, yeah. They have teams. They travel to different sites where they play games, and it's big time stuff. So it's wonderful to see our seniors being active, you know, in that capacity. And buddy, they take it seriously. So there's no messing around.
The teams have names.
They do. They do.
Oh well, and what we'll have to maybe I don't know if I don't know how we'll do that if we could maybe highlight a team. From, I don't know, or
oh,
a few
we
teams.
We will make that happen.
Just names or something mm-hmm. like that, just for we fun. Will. Just mm-hmm. because, you know, people like to, who's doing what and
oh,
how
yeah.
and when and how well it's going.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's
we'll,
something.
We'll have to get Penny on here. Penny Goodlove is our coordinator for our for cheer volleyball. And we will have to get with her and schedule time where we can speak with a couple of the teams here and there. So you can hear the fight in their voice. And I'm telling you, it's... I'm sure they'll be talking some smack.
The energy and the spunk
oh,
that they're
yeah.
going to bring to the radio, I can't even imagine what they have out there on their chairs with cheer volleyball. Oh, Anna Tobin, Executive Director of Meals on Wheels, Older Adult Alternatives of Fairfield County. Any message that you would like to leave today for the show?
Well, I just want to thank the voters of Fairfield County for their support of the senior service levy for Meals on Wheels, because that support has really made all this possible. So thank you.
Your contact information.
Our number here is 740-681-5050, and you can Google Meals on Wheels of Fairfield County to get to our website. And we encourage you to give us a call if you or someone you love is in need of assistance.
Meals on Wheels, Older Adult Alternative of Fairfield County, Meals on Wheels Show. Have a great week.